It's supposed to be your final resting place, but the remains of people buried at a cemetery in Sydney are being moved for the construction of the Badgerys Creek Airport. Avani Dias has more.
The Shadlow family is doing something they never imagined, relocating the graves of members of their family.
We come here today to inter the remains of Robert Ernest Shadlow.
About 40 graves are being exhumed to make way for the contentious Badgerys Creek Airport in Sydney's west. They include the final resting places of seven of Elizabeth Shadlow's relatives.
I never like to know about graves being disturbed. There's a lot of family emotion, and these particular graves, there's a lot of history involved. I was concerned.
John Shadlow is giving the eulogy at the service.
And it's where I grew up. So there were four generations of Shadlows living in that place.
His ancestors were among the first to settle in the Badgerys Creek area, and he's struggling to come to terms with having to move their remains.
I mean, you can't leave a graveyard in the middle of the runway because the church literally would be underneath the runway. It had to move.
The $5 billion airport was given the green light by the federal government last year after decades of opposition and concern. The Federal Infrastructure Department says it's been trying since March to contact the next of kin of every person buried at Badgerys Creek.
Well, today we've buried four people, my sister, both grandfathers, my maternal grandmother. Previously to that, last week we buried my great-grandfather.
But it's unclear what will happen to the remains of the people whose families can't be reached.
Well, I wasn't upset. I mean, I knew it had to happen. What I was upset was that they would possibly be moved out of the area. But I insisted that they come to Ludnam, where we have other relatives.
John Shadlow says the federal government has paid for the reburials. But for him, relocating the graves is just another reminder of how this area is being transformed by a major construction project.
It's very sad in some ways because Badgerys Creek was a picturesque little place. When I grew up, there was a single teacher. Everyone knew everybody else. Well, now there's nothing left. All the houses are demolished. People are being evicted from the remaining houses that are there. And it's a wasteland.
John Shadlow ending that report from Avani Dias.